So let's come to this question. So what is Karma Yoga? In simple terms, the above four rules form the foundation of Karma Yoga. Firstly, remember, Karma Yoga is not a specific ritual. It's not like Hatha Yoga or Dhyana Yoga, which requires certain time, place, and a method of practice. Or one cannot say, I do Karma Yoga every day, morning 5 to 6. That's not possible. Karma Yoga refers to an attitude towards our actions and outcome. In other words, it defines our behavior as karta and bhokta. Therefore, we should perform Karma Yoga 24/7. It is our lifestyle. It should be our lifestyle. That's why Karma Yoga is the most profound of this yoga. Work is worship. If you do that, you don't even need to go to temple to pray to God. Let me say in a different way. Duty is karma. The right is responsible, your reasonable expectation from the outcome of the duty performed. Duty and right. So Karma Yoga is all about performing the duty without keeping the right as the motivation for doing it. As an example, when you help someone, because helping is your duty, and their gratitude to you is your potential right. Say you pick up and hand over the object that someone had dropped, and suppose that person walks away without thanking you. You feel hurt. The hurt was caused by your expectation or the motivation of your right. If so, then the very act was not done according to Karma Yoga. But unfortunately, all our actions are only driven by motivations based on our potential rights. Even the parental care is built on expectation of children's help in some day in the future. All this cannot be Karma Yoga. Only when we perform without the motivation of our rights on the outcome, we can become Karma Yogi. When one performs his karma as Karma Yoga, he becomes actionless in action. Actionless in action. In other words, his very nature shines through his performance, like the sun. Sun gives the light. Do we say that sun performs an action to give us the sunshine? Although it does, we treat this as its very nature, innate nature to give light. Such is an ideal for Karma Yogi, to perform without expectation. It is an attitude which we must develop right away. The foremost, and for many of us, the only lesson on which we should construct our life is the ability to perform without expectation, or to become Karma Yogi. And what is the use of being a Karma Yogi? The Lord gives a lot of explanation in the verses, but to put it simply, by performing our karma as a Karma Yoga, we attain mental purity and clarity. Chitta Suddhi. This is an essential qualification or yogyata for us to go beyond towards the perfection or completion.